Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening.
The late, great Otis Redding, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Tim Berry is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Tim, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tim's the founder of the Palo Alto Software, the author of all the books on business planning that you need to know about, including Hurdle, including the Plan As You Go business plan. PaloAlto.com, right? And BPlans.com.
Yes. Yes,
thank you. And TimBerry.com.
Yes.
Folks, I encourage you to go to Tim Berry's website and read the things that he writes. I promise you, you will be smarter. You'll become a better CEO if you follow Tim and all of his work. And of course, bplans.com is where you can find the examples of how to do a better business plan. And then, of course, paloalto.com, that's where you can buy their stuff. I encourage you to check out Live Plan there, too. Hey, Tim, talk to us about we're talking about half-truths, folks. We've got some half-truths of entrepreneurship. Remember, they're just half-true. That means that half of this idea is good. The other half is dangerous. And this one is called, you need a good idea. Why is that a half-truth?
Because a good idea isn't enough to get yourself a cup of coffee if that's all you have. A bad idea is a bad idea, but a good idea isn't necessarily an opportunity. As a matter of fact, only a small subset of good ideas are business opportunities. A good idea takes execution and resources.
Let me tell you a good idea to be careful of. Here's what it sounds like when somebody has a good idea that they need to be careful of. Hey, I'm going to start doing this. And you say, why are you going to do that? Because nobody else is doing it.
Oh, yeah. Get a clue. But then there's also one that I hate where, hey, I'm going to be doing this. And, oh, but you can't. Somebody else already is.
Yeah.
Which is false because you can. You just
That's
do
right.
it better. Apple Computer was not the first manufacturer of personal computers.
That's right.
And Google was not the first web searcher.
Mm-hmm.
And Starbucks didn't do anything that people weren't already doing.
That's right.
But in so many cases, they did it differently. They did it better. Mm-hmm. They executed. And that execution and the team that executes, those are so much more important than the idea.
Mm-hmm.
That it's talk about a half-truth. A bad idea, which basically is something that nobody wants.
Right.
A bad idea is bad, but a medium idea well executed is way better than a good idea that nothing happens. And an idea alone has no value.
That's exactly right. And I will tell you, folks, the one that succeeds had a good plan, had a better plan than the other one. And that's what Tim's made his living, and has been so successful and so helpful to all of us in helping us understand about the plan. That's the reason I dwelled on those websites earlier, bplans.com. Be sure to go there. Hey, Tim, one of the things I've been talking a lot about over the last few years is helping small business owners understand the importance of performing the CEO duties that have to be done by somebody, and they're the ones. They're the owners. They're the ones who are. They are the CEOs. So if they're not doing it, then the jobs aren't getting done, and that hurts the business. And one of your half truths is the concept of the president and the chief bottle washer. What does that mean?
I worry a lot that people think to be an entrepreneur, you have to do everything like the president and chief bottle washer idea, whereas in fact, it takes different functions. It takes somebody who likes sales, somebody who likes producing, somebody who likes administering, and occasionally we'll have an entrepreneur who has such a good business and loves it so much and talents and backgrounds to do everything. But the vast majority of successes involve either professional help like attorneys and accountants, mm-hmm. Consultants, team members. Very rarely do we find somebody who actually fully does it themselves, right?
Well, and the problem we have is, number one, if you're to the level where you can hire people to do things for you, The challenge is you got to make sure you're doing the things, not just that you don't want to do, but the things that you shouldn't be doing. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I might love being my web designer, you know, and not hire that out. I may love getting into all that. But if I'm the CEO of the company, I can't be my company's web designer.
Yeah, you need these different, it's like in a lot of team sports, you need the tall person and the coordinated person, and you need
right.
the bigs and the smalls, and the ones that go fast.
Mm-hmm.
You need a team.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So don't try to be the president and the chief bottle washer. Chief cook and bottle washer is the way I've always heard it. Hey, Tim, thanks again for being here. Great job today. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Love it.
Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Tim joined us. He'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.